This morning, I have a. I'd like to do an opening on repentance, and may not be a verse or it may not be verses in the Bible that you would typically think for repentance, but in Luke 15 verses 1-7. Jesus gives a parable of the lost sheep. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Luke 15 and starting at verse 1. Then all the tax collectors and sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, "What man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you, that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." The key verses for this parable are actually some verses that aren't in this verse that I just read, but are found in Luke 19, verse 10, and also Luke 5, verse 32. At Luke 19, verse 10, Jesus says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." This was the purpose of Jesus, to come for the lost, but there are many among us who do not know they are lost, and so they don't cry out to God. It is God who seeks after us, just as God sought Adam and Eve in the garden. They sinned by eating the forbidden fruit, and what was their first reaction to sin? It was to hide. It is no different from us. We hide from God when we sin. We hide because we know that we have done wrong, and our pride tells us to go on our own, to hide our problems, to show that we are strong on ourselves. But Jesus came to search out the lost, as a sheep off by itself cries out for the shepherd, so Jesus searches for those who cry out to him. In Luke 5, verse 32, Jesus says, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Jesus did not come for the righteous. If you are self-sufficient, recognize no personal need, and go on in your self-chosen pathway, it will lead to destruction. The great physician can do nothing for those who are not sick, who do not know that they are sick. The whole world is lost. It is only those who hear the gospel of Jesus and calls out to him that are found. Those who are found are convicted by the Holy Spirit of their sin and repent. The Greek word montaneo, translated as repentance in the New Testament, means to think differently about something or to have a change of mind. It is the gospel who opens up our eyes. Like this lady had in her life. After 23 years of being active in church life, I was burned out. I was tired of trying to live the Christian life. And in my heart, I knew I was only giving lip service to the Lordship of Christ. My heart had grown cold and calloused. I sought escape through sleep, having been addicted to over-the-counter sleeping pills for years. Hobbies, novels, television, anything to fill the void and avoid facing the barrenness of my life. Knowing that I was miserable and depressed, my husband tried to help, but I was convinced that he didn't care. Satan helped in perpetuating that lie. I blamed him for my misery and the shallowness of my life. I thought that if he were different, then I would be different, and our marriage and ministry would be different. I started living in a dream world, imagining what it would be like to be out of my marriage. I seriously entertained the thought of divorce. Finally, I became so desperate that I just cried out for God to work in my life, to do a work in my life. And he heard. He answered my cries by showing me the truth about my heart and my life. He revealed my pride. He made me think that I deserve. He made me think that I deserved. He revealed my pride, which made me think that I deserved someone better. He showed me that my anger and bitterness toward my husband was really saying, God, you made a mistake in the person you gave me for a husband. As God's Spirit worked in my heart, I slowly agreed with him about my sin of pride and bitterness. God enabled me to stop blaming my husband and others for my condition. I literally came to life again. I began to turn away from the things that I depended on instead of God. I laid the sleeping pills on the altar, and God graciously delivered me from that bondage I had experienced for years. He delivered me from the years of resentment toward my husband and gave me a new life for him, a new love for him. Truly, God revived my heart. This woman had a changed mind. She cried out to the Lord, and he changed her mind. We think repentance is just for the lost, but it is also for those who follow Christ. The believer in Christ is a lifelong repenter. He begins with repentance and ends with repentance. Oswald Chambers says, "The entrance into the kingdom is through the panging pains of repentance, crashing into a man's respectable goodness. Then the Holy Ghost, who produces these agonies, begins the formation of the Son of God in the life. The new life will manifest itself in conscious repentance and unconscious holiness, never the other way about. The bedrock of Christianity is repentance. Strictly speaking, a man cannot repent when he chooses. Repentance is a gift of God. If ever you cease to know the virtue of repentance, you are in darkness. Examine yourself and see if you have forgotten how to be sorry. What I see in this parable is the love of God, how he does not stop searching till he finds the lost sheep. It speaks both to the lost of this world and also the Christian who is lost in sin. We try and bang on so many doors, searching for answers, searching for forgiveness on our own, when Jesus is searching for us all along, and his door is open the whole time. There is none other name by which we must be saved. People say, I don't want to come that way. It is too humiliating to be received as a sinner. But the apparent heartlessness of God is the expression of his real heart, that there is boundless entrance into his way when we come to him, his way. The convicting work of the Holy Spirit points us to Jesus. Just as the woman sought different ways to fill the void of her life, it was only Jesus who could satisfy. And you and I cannot be found unless we call out to Jesus. He is searching for us, and when he finds us, there is great joy. For Jesus rejoices. There is joy in the one who is found. He calls believers to come and rejoice, and all heaven rejoices with one another, with the one that is found. Verses 5 to 7 says, and when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing. This is Jesus saying this. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. There is value in each person on earth, and Jesus would come to search for just one for just one shows the value of each person. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Luke 24, verse 46, Jesus gives the apostles the Great Commission. He says, "Thus it is written, and thus it is necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." May we pray for our hearts and minds of repentance, to share the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins with all those we meet.